And the scripture for today comes from Luke 21, 25 through 36. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift your heart or lift your head, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your generosity in sending your Son to this world to teach us how to love, to teach us how to live, to teach us that there's hope, that there's redemption in you. And I just pray that as we listen to Mikal this morning, that your words will be spoken through his mouth, and that our hearts will receive them as such. In Jesus' name, amen.
First of all, I thank Jan for introducing me. Most of you know me because I'm a member of this church, and I attend here for then 14 months. And what to say about me? I'm kind of Southerner. I grew up in Southern Bohemia, southern part of the Czech Republic, and I spent 9 months in South Carolina on American South. Life and faith, that's for me something like living with open heart, with heart open to new life experience. Maybe that's the reason why now I stand in front of you, because this is new life experience for me. I believe that our hearts navigate us through life and show us what should we learn, what is our next life lesson. For me, it's probably to hold first sermon ever, which is not a simple task, because last week we had possibility to hear Jan's farewell sermon, which was great. And I have quite a big experience in work with people. I had 10 years of experience of being a leader of group, working on principles of Boy Scouting. I was teaching at the university for 5 years. I was able, and I'm able, to hold lecture at international conference in chemistry, but this is different. I have to show something else. I have to show something which is inside me. And let's do it. What am I expected to do? Yeah. Not to be too nervous, which is what Jan said last week, that he was really nervous having his first sermon. I should be authentic. Not a simple task when English is not my native language. And third, I should say something which is wise, and you will keep it in your mind and in your heart. So, what does it mean to be authentic? For me, it's life with naked heart. In a way that you live in agreement with the deepest shells of your heart. That you are able to understand who you are in this time, in this life season, and that you can understand your roles in different communities which you enter. Now, come back to the scripture. It was Luke 21, 25 to 36. Before I'm going to read it again, I would like to say that we have different options how to understand scripture. We can either concentrate on words, which we quite often do, and we try to understand it. And second option is to open our heart to the energy of this scripture. Just as you are on a rock concert and you do not care about words, or you are on a bank of river, wild river, and you just try to feel what's inside. And I would like to read it now again in English, then in Czech, and then I will ask Mario for reading it in Finnish, because without ability to understand any of the words, we have chance to more open our hearts and just listen what's behind. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming in the world. For the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At the time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them, you can see our at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, they know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth. This generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighted down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Na slunci, měsíci a hvězdách budou zvláštní úkazy. Na zemi bude úzkost mezi národy, bezradnými před zuřícím mořským příbojem. Lidé budou zmírat strachy v předtuše toho, co má přijít na svět. Neboť nebeské mocnosti se budou otřásat. Tehdy spatří Syna člověka, jak přichází v oblaku s mocí a velikou slávou. Až se to všechno začne dít, spřimte se a pozvedněte hlavy, protože se blíží vaše vykoupení. Tehdy jim řekl podobenství, podívejte se na fíkovník a ostatní stromy. Když vidíte, jak pučí, sami víte, že se blíží léto. Stejně tak, až uvidíte, jak se dějí tyto věci, vězte, že se blíží Boží království. Amen, říkám vám, že to pokolení nepomine, dokud se to všechno nestane. Nebe a země pominou, ale má slova nikdy nepominou. Dávejte si pozor, aby vaše srdce nebyla obtěžkána hodováním a opilstvím a staráním se o tento život. Ten den by vás pak náhle překvapil jako past, neboť zastihne všechny, kdo žijí na zemi. Proto vždy bděte a modlete se, abyste byli hodni uniknout všemu, co přijde a mohli stanout před Synem člověkem. Please.
Auringossa, kuussa ja tähdissä näkyy merkkejä. Meren aallot pauhaavat julisten ja maan päällä ovat kansat ahdistuksen ja epätoivon vallassa. Kaikki lamaantuvat pelosta odottaessaan sitä, mikä on kohtaava ihmiskuntaa, sillä taivaiden voimat järkkyvät. Silloin nähdään ihmisen pojan tulevan pilven päällä suuressa voimassaan ja kirkkaudessaan. Kun nuo tapahtumat alkavat, nostakaa rohkeasti päänne pystyyn, sillä teidän vapautuksenne on lähellä. Hän esitti heille myös vertauksen. Katsokaa viikunapuuta tai mitä puuta tahansa. Kun näette sen puhkeavan lehteen, te tiedätte ilman muuta, että kesä on jo lähellä. Samalla tavoin te nähdessänne tämän tapahtuvan tiedätte, että Jumalan valtakunta on lähellä. Totisesti, tämä sukupolvi ei katoa ennen kuin kaikki tämä tapahtuu. Taivas ja maa katoavat, mutta minun sanani eivät katoa.
What this text says, it's about second coming of Christ. It is said it's apocalyptic text which comes from the 70s after Christ. To be honest, I'm not able to understand it fully. I can just try to take pieces which fit to my life experience. You know, as newly born, we come to this life with open or naked hearts. We are not yet able to speak, and we communicate with others just with open heart. And we just believe that all our needs will be understood. And our needs, it's not only meal, it's love or feeling of safety. However, people around us can be in situation that they are not able to concentrate or they are not able to fully understand us. And they can be injured in their heart. In such situation, there is quite big probability they do not understand us, just from heart to heart. And our heart is pained in the same way as hearts of our parents. Later, we suppress these injuries to subconscious, and we are not authentic. In our childhood, we take many narratives as ours, and some of them are useful, some of them are not. Some of them are useful just for a certain time. If we want to become authentic again, we have to try to remove this. Otherwise, we are going to meet people who live in the same set of narratives and with same pain in our heart. You know, probably situation when there is a newborn man with his mother and three or four another women in the age of his mother are interested in him. He is a star. You can say life is not fair because when you are so small, you are a star for every woman all over the world. To get there later is not a simple task. And how is it possible? He lives with naked and open heart. Is it possible to get there later? I believe it is. I believe there is parallel between our lives and structure of Bible. Old Testament is our childhood. We have to grow up in this way. You have to follow this, this, and that. And in New Testament, in our adult age, we should find way how to trash unuseful habits and false narratives. This is what we did here in last year, doing that book series. Now it's a question how to do it. We have to switch automatisms in our thinking, which we are not aware of. And in many moments, we need help of others, help of community. We should look in our heart who we are, which is not simple after so long time when we were used to live in a way we are expected. And we should try to understand our roles in communities, which is again not a simple task, but as this congregation is growing, we see that we are able to fund it, which is great. So the question is how to find a way how to live with naked heart again. I think it's possible to do it, and it is great because there were men in history who were able to do it. It was Moses, Martin Luther King Jr., Nelson Mandela, Pope John Paul II, or Václav Havel, our former president. Such men come repeatedly in history of mankind. And it can be seen somehow as second coming of Christ coming back to our scripture. And it's somehow the same as Advent comes regularly before every Christmas. I'm here in this church for 14 months. I came in October of last year, and I had a church experience from Central South Carolina in the United States. It was United Methodist Church, just in the middle of the railway line between Charleston, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia. It was the same distance in miles to both these places. And my faith growth occurred partially there and partially here. And what can I say here? That being part of this church helped me to, in process of re-understanding who I am, which I started 4 years ago at the moment when my marriage has gone. And I would like to mention here 3 main moments, 3 most intensive experiences touching my heart. It was presence of Jane here last autumn, last fall. It was first time in my adult age I was able to touch naked heart of woman with my naked heart. As first, as second greatest moment was moment when we were playing with Jade and Ada and Eli, donkey in the middle, or monkey in the middle, it does not matter at this moment, downstairs. And again, first time in my life, I had feeling, this is probably feeling of being a father of family. And last one, these were Bible studies in the apartment of John and Denise. And I'm going to keep them in my heart as part of my family forever. So that's it. And I said it's important to trash unusual habits and false narratives. To live on opposite side of Atlantic is a great chance to do it. Most of you have experience with it because you are coming to completely different culture and all details you lived in are practically different and you have to learn how to live in completely different manner. But this is not end of the process. You have to come back to your culture and you have to understand what is part of you and what is part of your culture.